little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
And we are back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 171. Yeah, it's one of those fun week for us here in Two Shots, and we've got, let's start off. We got a lot of news, as we did on the previous podcast. This one about, you know, some certain game that's coming out in the end of October time frame, which is the end of the month. Also got two new characters from a certain fighting game that we talked about in the previous podcast. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Is that right, Rain?
Yeah, just a wee bit.
Yeah, just a wee bit. Something special for you.
A wee bit plus a little bit more.
A wee bit plus a little more. Bundle-ish way. All right, you know what? Might as well. Let's get started. What have you been playing this week? Well, for me, I haven't been playing a lot of stuff recently the past week because stuff's going down at work. There is things that I did that really did prevent me from playing. Not really prevent me, but got me really tired. One's being work. But on my spare time during work, I actually did play Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3, and also I've been playing Criminal Case for another Android-based game. And I'm actually in about the end of the year. I am ready to upgrade to the Galaxy Note 5. So I'll give you guys a little heads up once everything's ready. I should be happy by the end of the year. So you know this. The last quarter of the year started off very rough on my side, but other than that, that's about it for me. Nothing too major going on my gaming side of this of my spectrum. Wayne, how about you?
Well, more Avengers Alliance. You know, kind of waiting for some more content. They just started a new player versus player thing just yesterday, so I'm
P versus P. Yeah, buddy.
Jumping into that, seeing if I can get, see if I can score enough so I can unlock A bomb.
Did you? Or not yet?
Well, I gotta wait till the end of the event, but I don't think I'll do it. It takes a lot. Most people like get that pay, so it's, I'm not gonna pay to get high
like
ranks.
You said, yeah, it's not worth paying yet, so you're gonna get it in the end anyways.
If I'm gonna pay, I'm just gonna pay for the character outright when it reaches later on, you know? Why spend the money now? Anyways, other than that, Transformers Battle Tactics. I just started a new event. Looks like I have a potential chance of, if I score high enough, to unlock Generation 2 Grimlock and some other characters.
Woohoo!
Nice. Transformers Rising, still nothing really new there, but just continuing to strengthen my deck. And then, console-wise, still waiting for the new Xbox Experience to come up so I can try that out. But in the meantime, I've been playing some Halo Master Chief Collection. I just started one of the playlists. I think it was the boss playlist for Halo 2, mm-hmm. I think it is. Boss's playlist.
For Halo 2, okay.
Yeah, so going through, doing those guys real quick. I mean, a few different playlists I'm going to try off and on. But, yeah, I think that's about all the news I've been, games I've been playing.
As we told you guys, it's been a short week for us here. You know what? Let's go ahead and start off with the news now, right, Wayne? So, we got something here from Xbox Wire.
Yeah, so, as we talked about last week, every day of the week, Microsoft has been announcing a new console bundle.
Yep.
That's released for the holidays, so you can pick up a game and a console. Pretty sweet deal, right?
Oh, so it's a sweet deal.
Some of these guys that we've been announced so far, we've got
the
Ultimate Fallout Experience.
It has Fallout 4 and also Fallout 3 for the Xbox One. And this is what, the 1 terabyte system?
Got a 1 terabyte hard drive.
Yep.
You have the LEGO Dimensions as well. This one comes with the 500 gig hard drive. That's interesting. That's one of those games that I kind of want to pick up, but at the same time, I'm not sure because I'll probably spend more money on DLC.
Redbox it.
Yeah, right?
There's also a three blockbuster games when you take home the Xbox One terabyte holiday bundles coming up. One of them is, let's see, what do they have on there? Ori, and the other game is, it's two games in one. It's Gears of War Ultimate Edition and Rare Replay.
Yeah.
So that's, and the Ori is pretty much a full download. So you guys have to get that through Xbox One.
Yep, there is.
And this one right here, Wayne and I truly is excited about, or are excited about, is a Tomb Raider and Tomb Raider Rising bundle edition, mm-hmm. Xbox One. So you I really wish they come out with the Tomb Raider skin for this one, because I would definitely be sold on it.
Yeah, if they did an actual theme console, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, baby.
I would probably buy one, even though I don't need it.
I agreed. I do agree with Wayne on that one.
There was also, I believe, there's also just the regular Gears of War console in white, too. You get the white console with Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we were just looking at that earlier, too, as well, which is pretty dope.
Pretty sweet there.
Pretty sweet there, Microsoft. So, getting on with the news, we've got a little more news from Xbox One Digital pre-orders go live for Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah. So pretty much EA has access members can go and can get the game for $54 instead of $60. So if you guys are one of those and you are waiting for this game, I would highly recommend doing it. Saves you $6. $6 goes a long way, right, Wayne?
Yeah. I knew I should have waited to use my 30-day trial.
So pretty much this is DICE's ace in a hole. Wayne and I played it during Comic-Con of 2015, which is pretty awesome.
It's looking pretty good. It's pretty good so far.
Especially for a bit, I was like, what, I believe 70% complete-ish when we tried it out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can say 10% on the game itself. And EA Access Members has a digital content. It also gets you access to free games and more. So,
yeah.
Thanks, EA. You guys are awesome.
So we'll keep an eye on that one. I'm probably gonna be picking it up eventually. Don't know when though.
Don't know when. Yeah, we'll see so far. So speaking of Tomb Raider, you guys, this is more news from Tomb Raider to itself, Wayne.
Yeah. So Rise of the Tomb Raider, if you're gonna play the game straight through, you're gonna spend about 15 to 20 hours.
Yes.
If you try to do everything...
Like Wayne and I do in Batman, or the previous games that we played.
All the side quests, every weapon. Probably 30 to 40 hours.
Yeah, double that, or depending on what kind of mode you're playing the game.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely going to take us some time to get through the game, which is great. We like spending time in this world. They seem to do a very good job with this kind of...
Same here. I really want to experience what they did from the previous game to make it better.
Yeah. In comparison with the last game, it took about 15 hours or so for us to get through it.
Give or take, yeah.
So, I mean, pretty good there.
Pretty awesome stuff. And more stuff from Tomb Raider. We're also getting a $30 DLC pass.
Yeah.
So, which game did the... Oh, it was Batman, right?
Batman had the expensive one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not going to have multiplayer mode, so this is going to be likely... This actually looks like it's going to be actual single-player content that's going to come out. We don't know what kind of release schedule or anything at this point. We just have an idea of the cost.
Yep.
And $30 is pretty sweet, and I'm definitely looking forward to... Definitely can't wait till this game comes out.
Yes, indeedy. So, guys, hold on. This game's coming out soon. Cannot wait. I'm actually thinking of replaying the game when I have a little bit of time the coming week.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Definitely. So here's some good news for all the stuff that's going down, especially for the new games. Destiny, Halo, Call of Duty, Physics Tech Company now is owned by Microsoft.
Yep, they've been around a while. They're known as Havoc.
They are pretty cool.
They've done a lot of great things. I mean,
oh, yeah. They are, like, other ones that I mentioned, they also did Dark Souls, Elder Scrolls, and Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. So Microsoft has picked them up. Let's see, previously Havoc was owned by Intel, so Microsoft bought them from Intel. We don't know what Microsoft paid at this point.
Yep, the company was previously said by Intel, which they bought for like $110 million back in 2007.
Likely Microsoft paid a little more than that.
Yep.
So
yeah, so I kind of think that Microsoft pulled a what do you call that? A Disney, instead of, you know, going to you know, the Lucas Studio Films and, you know, Industrial Light and Magic. They're like, hey, let's go and buy you guys out. It's gonna be cheaper in the long run, anyways. Good job, Microsoft.
Well, that and Microsoft isn't gonna keep havoc to themselves.
Yeah,
they're gonna let. They're actually gonna license to Sony and Nintendo for other games too.
And more moolala.
So yeah, you know, they're it's a wise move.
Yeah, very smart. Good job, Microsoft. So, speaking of Nintendo, we were talking about previously about how them getting serious into the gaming. Well, looks like they are restocking their limited edition amiibos or hard to find amiibos.
Hard to find them, yes. So, expected soon. Little Mac, Captain Falcon, Greninja, Fox, Shulk are going to be coming back to store shelves.
So this is going to be awesome, especially for the. For the amiibo hunters, Jesse, George, you guys, whatever you guys are missing, they should be coming out soon. So pretty much this announcement comes from Nintendo's North America Twitter page, meaning it pertains to retailers in North America. It's the only thing is they don't know if it's unclear if it's the same toys will be restocked in Europe and other regions too as well. Yeah. So,
some of these were exclusives. Shulk was GameStop, Greninja and Lucario were Toys R Us only.
Nintendo, you know, didn't say if this exclusive will carry forward when the stock is resupplied.
Yeah, so who knows? I mean, I'm hoping we get some more of the Gold Mario and Silver Mario myself, but...
You know, I like collecting the Marios. I'm thinking if they do actually do restock them, I'm going to actually do pick up a Gold and Silver Mario. Just for kicks and
games. If I can find one, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Let's go raid George's house.
Yeah.
So, as a avid StarCraft 2 player... like myself and a few of my friends, Legacy of the Void is pretty much coming out soon, and the collector's edition contents has been detailed. It's pretty much a full soundtrack, a field manual, behind the scenes DVD and or Blu-ray, and other goodies too as well. So Blizzard today, as of today, they provided us the first look of the physical collector's edition. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on their website. And which comes with a mix of, you know, physical and digital content too as well. So I actually did pre-order my game. I really don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
So it comes with a StarCraft II Purifier skin for the Protoss Adepts and the Colossi, and three Protoss portraits.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft Archon pet. This is pretty dope. Diablo 3 probe pet, and also the Protoss armor transmog. Hearthstone Protoss themed card back, Heroes of the Storm Void Speed amount. So pretty much these are all the full like DLC from Blizzard themselves. So it's pretty cool. It's gonna be available on retailers alongside standard games on November 10th, which is coming up. A little over a month from now. So I will have no life by the time November rolls through.
Looks like it'll be $80.
Yep. So according to this, the listings on Amazon, Best Buy, and GameStop, it'll carry the price of $80, typical. Twice that of the standard, the $40 version, which I bought. There's also a third version of the game, a digital deluxe bundle, which comes with the game itself and bonuses in the StarCraft and also and the other games for $60. So it's up to you guys. It's up to the player preference. It's up to you. I can't really swing you guys on either one of those.
Sony was actually in the news.
It's funny because they haven't been on news in quite a while.
Yeah.
Except for being hacked and.
So PlayStation executive Shuhei Yoshida?
Yeah.
Has spoken out to say that Sony has work to do to bring more AAA exclusives to the platform.
Which is true.
Something that
Microsoft has been doing.
Microsoft has been pushing hard and doing better than Sony has.
Way more better. I'm sorry to say I own both, but I'm kind of neglecting my PS4 at this time.
Yeah, cause this, honestly, Sony doesn't have much coming out this year for the holiday season. Microsoft has a ton of stuff.
Yeah, they're just bundling down on Microsoft right now. That'd be funny anymore.
So. Yeah, I mean, they're selling plenty of consoles at this point. They're still doing well, but the games is where they're struggling at. And I think as if they keep that going, it's going to flop more, and we're going to see back in the era of the 360, where 360 was dominant. And I think we're going to head back to that with the Xbox.
Back to the old days.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got two other news for you guys this week. This regarding about some particular game called Street Fighter V that's coming out for the PlayStation 4. Well, I can say this is the only game I'm looking forward to for my PlayStation 4. So recently they added one character. He is an old school character, a grappler, a wrestler, a vodka drinking 7-foot monster. His name is Zangief. He's been added to the game, to the roster, and there's also a gameplay trailer that's been released recently, about a couple of days ago. His iron body is invincible, so beware. He does have super armor, so I believe his V skill, so every time you push the medium punch and the medium kick together at the same time, he has super armor. I believe it's kind of like a parry system, but it's not. Yes, you get hit, but don't get that much damage. But description of how Zangief looks, he looks like an old school Street Fighter 2 Zangief. I mean, straight out muscular. He doesn't look all stupidly animated. You can see, you know, the rips on his bodies, as in like the muscle rips and everything like that. He's very back to basic, which I like. And I believe Maximilian Dude was hinting that out too recently on his Twitter account as well. Go down, Wayne. He's pretty much will involve taking a hit to deal with much more punishing one back. So, what I'm guessing how this character is gonna play, he is gonna be strong as hell, but the sacrifice in that is gonna be his speed. Yeah. So his, you know, the Grappler Nation are up in arms, loving it. So I do agree. My second character I've always played with is always Zangief. So. And recently, after Zangief, there was another character, a new character, got leaked. She is a Brazilian fighter, and everybody's thinking, oh, you know, it's, well, didn't know why I said she, but let me go back and say this character is a Brazilian fighter. Now, since that leak came out, everyone's thinking, oh, is it Sean from Third Strike? No, it's actually a new character. Her name is Laura. She's looks like a mixture of Eddie Gordo and Sean from Street Fighter. So I really didn't see the trailer for the quote unquote leak trailer for it, but Capcom's been taking it down because they really really want to keep it a secret. The only thing I saw is how the person looks. So she pretty much wears green and gold. And she's a cross of Eddie Gordo and Sean, but a female, or Christy in a way for Tekken. So this character will be the four brand new characters coming to Street Fighter V. In addition to Laura, the studio previously announced that Nakali and Rashid has been which leaves one more brand new character to be revealed. So technically, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, they're gonna reveal 5 brand new characters, and the rest of them will be old school characters. So we'll see how things go on Street Fighter V's end. Of course, a safe trip to Peter Combo Fiend Rosas, who is going to close to the Middle East for I think some FGC things going down over there. So yep. All right. So any more else from there, Wayne? Any more news that we have?
Not really. I mean, that's pretty much it for now.
Very short news. Very short week for us this week. We just want to give you guys a heads up that we have more things coming down. Or coming, not really coming down, but coming up towards our website and also for our Facebook page. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your likes. You guys are awesome. We love you all. And anything you want to purge into this, Wayne?
You know, nothing yet. Just keep checking back. Keep checking on our website, our Facebook page for new goodies.
Yep, indeed. And we'll have things up and running soon enough. So we'll in a little bit of a hiatus in a way. Because it's, well, con season's down. And if you guys haven't been seeing on... if you guys don't have Mimi or Kim on your Facebook page, you'll see a lot of stuff is being made from those two geniuses.
Yeah, a lot of cosplays.
Yeah, a lot of cosplays going on. So, guys, get ready. stuff's about to go down. Yep. Anywho, again, we got twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Dude, I am so tired. Let's get out of here. There we are!
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.